Hello, this is Robin Lindsay, and I'm with 92.3 FM at the Keswick Convention in Atherton. And I'm speaking with Helen, who is doing the coordination for the missions evening tonight. So, Helen, can you tell us a bit about what's going to be on tonight?
Well, usually it's on a Sunday night, but this is the first time we've done it on a Friday night. We have one or two of the mission stands that we have here at Keswick speak and share about what mission means to them, how people can be mission-minded, and what their mission is. So we have the Bush Church Aid Group and Mission Without Borders speaking tonight, sharing about their mission.
Wonderful. And how long have you been involved in coordinating missions for this Keswick Convention?
I can't remember, maybe 10 years. But I've been coming to Keswick since I was a little girl, and it was over at the Atherton Showgrounds. But now it's at the Atherton State High big shed venue, and it's still great because you get to catch up with people every year that you may only see at Keswick, and you get great Bible teaching, and it's just relaxed all in the one hall. You get to eat meals back there and sit there and listen to the speakers and chat all day.
I heard that the Keswick Convention's been going for 62 years. That's a long time.
It is a long time. I think it shows testimony of God's faithfulness despite different people on the committee over the years. And just I think the value of it, that people still come. There's a lot of grey-haired people still in the audience, and there was when I was a little girl. But I think it shows people know that it's worth sticking with God because he sticks with us through thick and thin. And some people have been through some tough times, but they know that they've got a friend in Jesus and he's solid as rock.
Yes, yes. And that's what we're celebrating over this Easter weekend. And it's really special because it's an interdenominational convention.
Yes, yep.
That brings people from all churches.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people would have travelled a long way to come here this weekend?
Well, I heard of a guy. He's come from Perth. He came in 2019, and I think he was around the area for a few months and came that Easter to Keswick. Then he's been on our mailing list all through COVID and all that kind of stuff, and he thought he'd come back again this year. So he's here.
That's amazing.
That's Perth.
That's amazing.
Fair few families come from Townsville. There's a bunch of people from Cairns. So yeah, and from the Tablelands, of course, which is where we are. But, yeah, a lot of people. But more can still fit.
Oh, yes, there's plenty of room. And if you wanted to come along this weekend, there are seats available. And it's a wonderful way to remember what Easter is actually all about.
Yeah, and it's relevant. The Bible is relevant. No matter where you read in the Bible, it's relevant for now.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So
don't have to register, don't have to pay anything. You can make donations for your meals or to support the ministry, but always space for more, like heaven.
Wonderful. And great singing too.
Yeah, true.
Thanks very much, Helen. It's been really good talking to you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
I will. I always do.
Thank you.
Thanks.